Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime is everywhere, Tommy.
So what's going on?
Well, at least that's what the news is telling you.
Yeah.
And you have to protect your things because everyone is trying to steal all your things.
Yeah, everybody's coming for your stuff.
Like, we know that's not true. The fact is, most people don't have enough valuable stuff to really worry about their things being taken. Most people, however, is not this person.
Who's that?
Well, one local criminal may have found the score of a lifetime.
Damn.
Just sitting in an unsuspecting home.
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Feel like taking a trip out to Avon?
Sure, nice area.
A 48-year-old man has been arrested after a September investigation into a home burglary. Police say that multiple items had been stolen. And these items, Tommy, are pretty valuable.
Oh.
Because police say the suspect got away with $20,000 worth of things from this house.
So it's got to be jewelry.
Now, they don't specifically say what it is. Could be jewelry.
Yeah.
Could be. Who knows?
Diamonds and gold.
But you have to think that someone would have $20,000 in jewelry.
That could, that could be one high-end necklace, right?
What are you, ride the Titanic? What are you talking about?
No, but there are some people.
Who's got a $20,000 necklace that doesn't have a deal with Def Jam Records?
No, but like you could have had something inherited.
Okay.
That is worth
still
a ton.
I mean, it's so funny to hear Pittsford people talk.
He's robbing the Louvre over here.
Oh, he's probably got a $20,000 necklace, Kimmy. That's probably one necklace of many $20,000
necklaces.
It has
to be jewelry. There's no way. What else could be in a house that's 20 G's that you could walk out with that fast?
Oh, cash, solid bar of gold.
Wait a minute.
Like
wait.
Gold.
Solid bar of gold is great.
Solid bar of gold
is normal, but having a high-end necklace that you get inherited from your great-granny, crazy talk.
Yes. Yes, it is. The 48-year-old man charged with four felonies. He's got a court date coming up. And look, I know this story can make people feel uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
Small town. Someone is in your
home.
Sure. That makes you feel violated, Tommy.
Sure. Yeah.
Most importantly, all the money you could lose if someone were to get in your house and steal all your stuff. That is, if your stuff is actually worth money.
Oh.
Because I guess what we never talk about when we talk about crime and how to prevent it and all of these things. How much does the average person have in stealable stuff in their home?
Stealable.
Well, because keep in mind, this person didn't take a car or a snowmobile or a big-time item.
Yeah.
It sounds like this was, like, smaller
stuff. Stuff that would be in your drawers.
Stuff,
yeah.
Or hanging on your wall.
Like, how much does the average person listening to our show stand to lose if someone were in their house alone grabbing what they could? Because when you think about it, Tommy, the most expensive stuff in your house would be hard to steal.
Yeah.
Getting a TV off a wall.
And by the way, those TVs ain't worth anything.
Good call.
It's a used TV. Most of your stuff is used crap because it's in your house.
That's a good call.
So it'd have to be like china that you inherited.
Again, a Pittsburgh conversation you cannot have. Your Fabergé egg collection.
I think a lot of people are finding out that china you're talking about is not worth anything.
It's actually Korea.
Oh. Damn it.
Because so many people I know, either their parents tried to sell that china. Or they did once they inherited it. It ends up in thrift stores.
Is jewelry, Kimmy, you think the most expensive stuff people would have in their house? I mean, how much expensive jewelry even exists?
I guess it could be jewelry. It could be designer bags. Because even people I know that don't have a lot of money, like they do have like one designer wallet or bag that could be worth a couple hundred bucks.
Okay.
But that don't get you to what this cat worked out with.
And like when we talk about, like, let's talk about, I understand women would be most likely to have expensive jewelry if it were to exist. There was a time.
Thank
you. Where men, I mean, maybe you would find a Rolex or a really expensive watch, but as smartwatches continue to get more popular, those are starting to disappear.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Every guy, though, have like a nice watch that he puts on?
Every guy, no.
Like, I'm not talking like an expensive one, but you have like your technology watch, and then you got like one you put on for like a wedding.
Okay, yeah, but you probably paid a couple $100 for it brand new. A
couple hundred if you're lucky.
Right. Yeah. So what's it worth now that you scraped it up?
Yeah. I mean, I think the people that would be at most risk would be obviously the folks that had cash or precious metals in the house. But based on the economy right now, I can't imagine there are a ton of people just sitting on piles of cash, gold, silver, platinum.
And most of that
house.
Stuff wouldn't just be laying in a drawer.
Yeah.
Like jewelry would be in a upstairs, like in a drawer.
Yeah.
So
how many items do you have that would total that? You know, maybe you have like one really nice thing or a couple nice jewelry items that either got passed down or
a wedding ring.
For you.
But usually your wife
you're
would
wearing
be,
your
yeah.
ring.
Yeah, she'd have the ring on.
All right. So there's a reason I ask all of these questions.
What's that?
Okay, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the story out in Avon. Back in September, somebody broke in a house, stole $20,000 worth of things from this home. And that is way more, I think, than the average person would have in stealable valuables in this house. And as we have this discussion and we come to the realization that most, almost all, no people have $20,000 worth of stealable stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe for most of us, being worried about a home break-in is actually more stress than it's worth.
Oh.
You wouldn't be out all that much money if someone were to get into your house and take all your most valuable things.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You obviously don't want that to happen. It would be scary. Yeah.
But they ain't getting nothing.
I think it's more about the violation than anything. The feeling of not feeling safe anymore.
Sure.
That's going to get to you more than, I guess, the things you can replace.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. But from a monetary standpoint, do you think the average person has $1,000 worth of stuff that a criminal could sell from inside your house?
Like you could run to a pawn shop or a jewelry store?
Like, Tommy, you'd have your cell phone with you. That's one of the most valuable things you'd have. Maybe there would be a laptop, but those are not worth as much as people
laptop,
think.
The laptop, you're going to get more information from. That would be my fear. Not so much the laptop itself, but if, like, my email's open and now they have access to all my stuff, that's what's going to hurt you more.
Okay, but, like, you know, we're talking about someone that's just looking to flip something for a pawn shop into a pawn
if
shop.
If that's the case, then you're fine.
We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Look, my argument is here. Maybe we are spending more to protect stuff than it's actually worth in our house.
You're probably right.
Because like we've talked at length about how home security cameras don't offer the protection people think they do statistically.
Yeah.
Right? Arrests are way lower than we think on crimes with video.
Burglary,
and people are literally stealing the cameras.
Yeah.
And, like, all of those cameras, not only do they cost up front, you're paying a monthly subscription service.
Yes, you are.
Like, there is a point where you are upside down on security, even if someone were to come in and take all your most valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's kind of a scam
that
nobody's really talked about.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, think about what you've spent on your security cameras over the years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, because you got to pay a monthly on it.
Without question, knowing you... You have overspent in security what could be stolen out of your house.
Oh, I'm sure by now, easily.
Doesn't that kind of make us stupid?
Yeah, but I still like looking at what's, like, I want to see what the weather is. I get to my house. I want to see what the dog's doing outside. So, yeah, you know.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Kyle. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Morning.
Morning.
I think one thing that could be easily picked up would be, like, if someone had guns in their house.
Okay.
Oh, weapons.
But wouldn't you? Okay, no, I'm not a gun owner. Aren't you supposed to keep those guns in a safe when you're not there?
I mean, yeah, there's different types of safes, but I'm sure they're all there's glass safes that are old. There's new safes that are like.
Did you say glass safe?
Yeah, like they're glass. Like they have a front glass, like older ones.
It looks like a cabinet, so you can see the guns inside.
I have a question. I have a question.
Doofus in the back.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Why would you make a safe out of the most breakable material known to man?
Well, because there's an emergency,
do
break
they,
the glass.
Do they make a safe out of baby bird bones?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not saying.
Hey, I got this great idea. I'm going to make non-slip shoes out of raw eggs.
It's just it is. I think that's an old trend, but that was something that back in the day.
Okay.
That, was commonly used.
Well, I guess, so then you could go down like the road of antiques.
Okay.
You had like an antique. But you would have to know that's an antique and it's valuable.
And again, how many antiques exist in people's house? Like, all right, Kyle, I'm assuming you called about guns because you have guns in your house. How many guns do you have, like, value-wise, in your house right now?
Enough.
Okay.
Oh, he's
starting
loaded.
A militia. I'm going to let Kyle go. Thanks
Put
for the call,
number
buddy.
On it. All
he's loaded, baby.
There goes Kyle. No, like, I get the guns argument.
Yeah.
Right? But for, like, a person that doesn't have weapons, and again, what is it, like, 80% of the guns are owned by like 10% of the population of America, yeah. Something like that.
That's the way it goes in this country. Squeezing a little gun guy out.
That's not what? If you don't have weapons and you're not worried about, you know, that gun that you have.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you have a security camera, you're just going to get video of the guy walking away with your guns.
Yeah.
Kimmy, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if somebody mentioned this while I was on the phone. Did anybody say, like, collectibles?
No.
Or, like, something like that? Like, you could have...
Yeah, like a crap.
If you're into anything like that, you might have one thing that's significant in value, right?
You're not wrong, and I guess the emotional value, because like, look, stuff that I have in my basement, right? I've spent money on it,
yeah.
But it's more the sentimental value
right.
than it is
you
the
can't
actual
replace
value.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so, if you had like a Josh Allen signed football,
but like that's worth $800.
Yeah,
yeah. But if you had a few, if you walked out with a few things like that,
If you have five Josh Allen footballs,
you're in Josh Allen's house.
Why would Josh Allen have a thing that he autographed in his house?
You don't think
weird.
He's got like his game ball and he signed
that
he signed
it himself.
Way to go, buddy.
Would you? Yeah, I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to get an 8x10 of myself.
To Josh with love.
I don't know. I mean, just I would love to one day.
Yeah.
5 years from now, because my wife is insisting we have these cameras at our house and I don't see the point of them.
Mm.
At what point have we spent more money than would have been able to, than would have been recouped had we been ripped off?
Yeah.
Because it's not like you get that money back. It's not like if you have a Ring camera, somebody gets away and they don't get arrested.
That is true.
They reimburse you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This makes me feel stupid.
Yeah, but they are fun to have.
Okay. You're just into surveillance, which is weird, man. I want to watch everything.
Let's see what's going on.
Connor writes us on Instagram.
Connor.
Duffy at WCMF. He says, my in-law's neighbor is from a country. I don't remember which one. Everyone's from a country.
I don't remember which one, but he's from a country.
He goes on. They don't believe in banks, so they hold all their money in gold, easy to grab and worth a lot.
Okay.
All right. In that case, yes. Yeah.
Kind of narrows down the country.
Baron Von Butt writes, he has $20,000 in Magic the Gathering cards.
Wait. He's got 20 G's in cards? Yeah, but they're not worth 20 G.
Troy writes, he's got $50,000 in Legos in his house.
Oh.
All right.
There's a collectible thing. That would be tough to steal, though.
Oh, you
drop
like,
it once. Oh, no.
If you leave one little piece behind, so now it's
screwed.
Completely worthless. I guess what I'm saying is,
look,
like we say a lot on this show, it is easy to turn on the news, get on social media, and get swept up in this idea that everybody is trying to hurt you, everybody is trying to steal from you, and if you spend money, you can prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Okay.
And the stuff that you think you own isn't even all that valuable.
All right.
So it's probably okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
People are going to do weird things.
Okay, and how weird.
Well, as long as those weird things don't hurt anybody else, God bless you.
All right.
Right? There is a debate to be had with this story, because it's certainly weird, and depending on the type of person you are, it's probably very alarming. But in the end, this person didn't hurt anyone.
Oh.
Even though what he was doing was straight up out of your literal worst nightmare.
Oh, my God.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A 35-year-old man has been convicted of two felonies after a very strange incident just east of us that went down back in May.
What happened?
Police say the man was seen on surveillance camera in the middle of the day walking through a neighborhood wearing a clown mask, a football jersey, and carrying a red chainsaw.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I just want to
swear.
So, no.
I want everyone to take a second. How you would feel.
That's a chainsaw massacre.
It literally is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like what you would think immediately. It's a joke. Okay.
It's a fake. It's not even like a real chainsaw.
Well, that's where you're wrong. At one point, a resident in the neighborhood confronted this man.
Yeah.
Who then pulled.
A brave soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police say the man in the clown mask football jersey with the chainsaw pulled the plastic sheath off the chainsaw and raised it at the man in a threatening manner.
Okay.
Well, yep, I'm out.
This caused a fight, and that's where and that's where the details start to get slim. It seems the guy with the chainsaw lost the fight.
How did you lose that fight, man? You had the upper chainsaw hand.
It does take a couple of pulls to get the chainsaw started.
Right, that's true. That's
maybe the neighbor got the jump on him.
All right.
But the person who confronted the chainsaw clown subdued him until cops got there. Police say they also found, and I quote, metal knuckles on the
brass knuckles.
Yep. Well, it says, I would have thought brass, but maybe you can't afford brass.
All right.
No brass in pocket.
Yeah.
Detroit leader. They say the man, he had brass knuckles on him when they searched him. The scary clown decided to go to
trial. Sucks.
He sucks, according to Tommy. He decided to go to trial.
Okay.
With a public defender.
So he was going to fight this.
Yes. And after a two-day trial, the clown chainsaw carrier was convicted of first-degree menacing and third-degree criminal possession of a weapon.
He lost?
He is looking at 2 to 7 years in prison.
Good.
This is a bad decision.
Okay, understatement of the century.
Yeah.
So we have no idea, even after the trial, why the chainsaw clown guy went outside like this. So here's the thing.
And he wasn't even good at it.
Well, yeah, like we don't know like if this guy had a reputation for just doing weird stuff that maybe didn't get him in trouble before and this time he just took it too far.
Okay. Look, on one hand, he's dressed the way that he is.
Yeah.
And he does take the sheath off the chainsaw and raise it in a threatening manner. But on the other hand, I mean, he didn't hurt anyone in this story. And here's the thing. I did not get to see the interaction between the two men. But I would think, Tommy, if a guy with a chainsaw wanted to end a fight, he could have done it pretty quick.
Yeah, you've got the advantage.
Was this just some kind of joke or prank that got way out of hand way too fast?
Maybe.
What else the hell could it have been?
I can't think.
I don't know, but the guy that took him out, I guess, has bragging rights for life.
But he was just joking around,
you? But all you have to say is, I took down a man with a chainsaw and metal knuckles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I fought a man with a chainsaw and won.
But the chainsaw wasn't on. It doesn't sound like the chainsaw was on.
The chainsaw is seldom loose.
You don't have to add that detail right away.
That sounds like a Dylan song after he went electric. Chainsaw
seldom loose.
Like, look, if he was going to chop people up in the middle of the day in a clown mask, and he had the ability when he comes across this guy to do that, why didn't he do it?
Yeah.
That's what I can't figure out here. And I'm not arguing for leniency for this.
You're right. He could have just been enjoying scaring the crap out of people.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's like a very sick individual, then. Yeah. If it wasn't for like a prank you were going to pull on somebody, you just wanted to walk through a neighborhood and be menacing.
Yeah, because like this story happened back in May. It wasn't even around, like, around Halloween.
Yeah.
Right? But here's the thing. As crazy as a man in a clown mask with a chainsaw wearing a football jersey while holding brass knuckles walking through a neighborhood is, I would argue he's not even the craziest person in the story. Because the guy who confronted him.
Oh, yeah, that's nuts. But you don't know what you're getting. What are you doing?
Yes.
Call the cops.
He's
walking.
Yeah. Like, what benefit comes from confronting clown mask laden, chainsaw wielding?
No
football?
Clown with a chainsaw in my neighborhood.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it's a good policy, but I don't have to be the one that goes. I am. Yeah. If I see a man in a clown mask with a chainsaw wearing a football jersey walking down the street, I am getting my family inside the house.
Dying to know what he said up front.
Which
did
one?
Did he ask him questions?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Like, what did he go into this? Like, what was his mentality going in? Did he start calmly, or did he go into it automatically, like, as an aggressive person?
Ooh, what's the better way to do it?
And then it just got, and then he didn't get the response he wanted, so then things got bad?
Yeah, what if he didn't speak, like the chainsaw guy?
Yeah.
Like, he just, you know, stood there and stared at him but didn't say anything. Yeah. I would scare the crap out of him.
It would, yeah.
I love how that would scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, because he's not even verbalizing.
Not the fact that he's already in a clown mask with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
But you've got past that fear. Anything after that seems like cream cheese.
So
I wasn't scared till he didn't talk to me.
Well, like he just stared at you. No, like he was like nuts.
I get what you're saying.
I guess because then you know he's. I don't know if this is an act or I don't know.
Okay.
If the guy's legitimately a you know a massacre guy.
A massacre. Hey, you want a massacre? You want a massacre guys over there?
What do you call a person that does massacre?
A masochist?
No, that's like you like to get slapped around.
No, I understand.
And you got things shoved in you.
That's not what that.
Yeah, masochist. Like, you like rough sex. No, hey, buddy, no, you're into rough sex. What are you going to do with that chainsaw?
Masochist is just taking joy from pain. It's not a sexual thing.
Well,
you can be a masochist.
Usually the girl's
other
wearing stockings.
Oh, my God.
And a whip.
252 WCMF. I can't believe I'm doing this, but Rammer's going to save this conversation. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. So, if I see this guy walking down my street, I'm coming out the door with my RPG. I'm just, you know, I mean, you got to out-scare the guy, right?
Well, that would be you talking.
Well, you know,
explain how Uber works.
Let me tell you what I just did to my lawn.
I still want a backup. And by the way, the chainsaw doesn't have to be running to hurt. I don't know if you've ever changed the chainsaw blade, but
I have not.
You can cut yourself up pretty good on that with one swipe.
Okay, but that kind of goes
that
to
makes
my,
it even more scary.
Yeah, that goes to my point earlier. Like, if you can actually hurt him with the chainsaw without it being on, he didn't, right? Like, how do you lose a fight holding a chainsaw if you weren't trying to hurt somebody?
Well, I mean, all show, no go. I mean, I don't know.
He's got a chainsaw, Rammer!
I mean, he's got his RPG.
Well, that's true, but he didn't have the guts to follow through.
No, okay. Well, good. That's a good thing, Rammer.
I guess, but this is why Tommy wants a gun.
To blow away the guy in the clown mask with a chainsaw walking down the street.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you'd have to assume that he could actually hit him.
Sure.
Even if he had one, but
Dynamite call, Rammer. Dynamite call. Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Because he didn't really save this conversation, now, did he?
I love how you thought I said that seriously. Well, looks like
somebody.
Guess
that didn't work out so well, did it?
Pretty stupid take on your part.
How about that?
252 WCMF. Again, we are talking about the story just east of us. It happened back in May. A 35-year-old man has been convicted of two felonies after police say he was seen on surveillance camera in the middle of the day walking through a neighborhood wearing a clown mask, a football jersey, while carrying a red chainsaw. He was confronted by one of the neighborhood people.
Yep.
The clown chainsawist pulled the plastic
chainsawist
off his chainsaw.
So he's in an orchestra.
Raised in a threatening manner. This led to a fight between the two men. The chainsaw guy somehow lost the fight. The person who confronted the chainsaw clown subdued him until the cops got there. Police said they also found metal knuckles on chainsaw clown when they searched him. He was convicted, going to trial using a public defender, which of all of the things might have been the stupidest thing to do. He's looking at 2 to 7 years in prison. What's an appropriate prison sentence for this clown?
Oh, I like 7 years in prison.
Oh, you want all
somebody
of it?
To do this, yeah. Yeah.
He didn't hurt anybody.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
care.
But you did
I
you
care.
Did want to scare people. I mean right, that you yeah. can't argue. Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, 7 years is good for him.
You agree, Kimmy? 7 years?
I don't know. 7. I'd be happy with any jail time.
I would argue that Mom Vicks hurt more people stealing money than guy walking around with a chainsaw and a clown mask. There was legitimate like pain in people losing money. This guy got to be a hero wrestling inactive chainsaw clown man. Let's talk to Troy. He's on CMF. Hey, Troy. How are you, buddy?
There's a guy with a clown mask and a chainsaw. Lock the doors because I'm a little big.
Bro, you're going to tell me. You look out the
window. A little bit.
You look out the window, Troy. And you're like, oh, I'm going to go to my car, go to work right now.
You get your werewolf mask and your cap gun. You get your Power Wheels Jeep. You pull out the driveway like a boss.
Power Wheels Jeep.
You outmask him.
It would be hard to out creep chainsaw clown mask guy, right?
Beat him in his own game.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like somebody did it.
All right, well, good point, Troy. Great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. We're done taking calls for the rest of the day, I think. You know, the other thing about confronting clown mask chainsaw man?
What's that?
You're on your own. No other neighbor.
Yeah, nobody else is chipping in.
I don't think anybody's jumping in to help you there.
No. Like, let's call the cops, but I ain't jumping in.
Well, that's just it. Let's say in the worst case scenario, clown man starts the chainsaw and gets a hold of you with that thing.
Yep.
Well, Jesus Christ, man, you're done.
But that is a possibility. Right? That's not an impossibility.
No, that's true.
No, you've made your bed now. You're going to sleep in it, minus part of your arm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At the very least.
Yeah. Like, you know, if somebody catches a burglar running out of a house, it's possible that other people in the neighborhood are going to come and help you subdue this guy.
Yeah.
Chainsaw eliminates anyone else from coming. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not like this is a new problem.
Okay.
But I would venture a guess that this is a bigger problem today than it's ever been.
Oh.
And the way that we consume things now, it's going to get worse as time goes on.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
I have in front of me the most mispronounced words of 2025.
Are they common words?
Most of these words are new to us that showed up in news stories.
Oh.
For example, the A number one most mispronounced word is the mayor-elect of New York City. Mamdani.
Mamdani?
Mom. You just
Mamdani?
Zoran Mamdani will be the mayor of New
Mamdani.
York City.
Mamdani.
M-A-M.
Mamdani.
No.
Mom.
He's the mayor of a swinging town.
Look, that one's understandable. Names are hard to pronounce. Mm-hmm. And it's not a name that's
So there are common. Names on this list? I thought that it was like words.
So this is the only name on the list.
Right. Okay.
As far as we go, as we go down the list here of actual words, Francis Crown Jewels were stolen from a museum back in October.
Mm.
What is the name of that museum?
The Louvre.
Okay, you nailed it.
Yeah.
People have been calling it Louvre? The Louvre.
Well, that's how you say it in French, isn't it?
Well, no,
that's
how you say Louvre. You all, in French.
Louvre is how you would say it if you were speaking French.
That is not true. No. I have it in front of me.
Oh, I thought that's because I've heard it said.
How do you so confidently say wrong things?
Because when sometimes in the news they'll say the Louvre, they'll say the Louvre, and I figure that's like the French how they say.
Okay, I remember in French class they called it the Louvre, but I guess
yeah. But you learn French over here. You want to bust it as Hilton French?
Okay, the way
we man.
It is pronounced Louvre.
Louvre.
So there is a R at the end, but it's a soft R.
But most people just call it
the
Louvre.
It's kind of the accent, like
Louvre.
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 But how many times do you ever say that word?
Louvre. It was being said a ton, yes, but it was stolen. One of the hardest, one of the most mispronounced words, I can't even pronounce regular words right now. After a press conference done by RFK, acetaminophen.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That is the active ingredient in Tylenol. The president of the United States had a hard time saying acetaminophen.
Medifin.
Mounjaro. Do you know what that is?
That's a pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, right? Well,
they run those ads.
Diabetes, obesity drug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mounjaro soared in popularity, and people have had a hard time saying.
Is that the shoot in your belly?
I think it's one of the belly shots.
Yeah. Yeah,
I could be wrong. Mm. I know how to say it only because this article is explaining it to me.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
I would argue that the mispronunciation of new words in, you know, our consciousness is happening now more than ever and will happen more as time goes on because of the way that we consume media now.
Oh.
Think about how you get the news. Posts on social media, quick stories that are pushed to your phone.
Okay.
For both of our generations, yours, Tommy, and mine, Kimmy, and everyone before that, while TV and radio existed, you would have the newspaper, but television news at the end of the day was appointment.
You were hearing the story.
Exactly.
As opposed to reading it yourself.
Names. Yes.
Yeah.
And hearing that voice in your head say it.
100%.
Because I think once I read it one time and I read it a certain way, it's now burned in my mind that way forever.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. Mm.
And what makes it worse is that so few people are listening to these words being spoken now that you won't even get corrected a lot of the time if you say it in front of someone the wrong way.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. Because I hate when people, that's not how you pronounce that, actually. These Grammar Police.
Grammar Panini?
Yeah. I hate all of these.
Panera.
I hate correctors.
I hate being corrected, but I also don't want to keep saying it like an idiot.
No, but they'll say it like...
So it's a tough... it's like I hate that you corrected me, but I'm glad I'm not going to say it wrong anymore.
But they're so snotty and condescending.
Okay, no, but here's the thing. I'm with Kimmy. I want to know, so when I get in front of somebody...
You're the worst culprit of the world.
But you're the dumbest person. You mispronounce everything. I just said Mamdani, and you kept saying it wrong.
Mamdani.
M-A-M.
He runs a swinging town. He's a commie. Word around town. He's going to take your money and give it to everybody.
Okay, so I'm going through this right now.
What's up?
And this is somebody I have enjoyed his music for like a decade, and I still don't know how to say his name.
Who's that?
All right, so he's a folk singer from the 70s. You may know him. John Prine.
I always was Prime.
And that's the problem. So I didn't grow up with him. Mm-hmm. So I never got to go to see one of his shows, mm-hmm. and people don't talk about
but
him.
But you heard it or said it that way one time.
But here's the thing. I have seen people pronounce it, heard people pronounce it both ways, and I'm not sure
I'm
which
I'm pretty
is
sure it's Prime.
Okay, so that's just it. I had this conversation, and this is when Kano still worked here, because we were having a conversation, and I said Preen, and you go,
well,
no,
I
it's
used
Prime.
To call him Kano. It's Kano? Oh, no.
No, Kano is the lead singer.
He's Kano. He's from New York, too.
Kano is the lead singer of that all-criminal YouTube cover band. No, so, like, when he comes up, John Prime Preen, I am afraid to say anything because I don't want, because I really like his music and I have a bunch of his albums and I don't want to look like that guy that's like, yeah, I got into him last week, but I'm going to pretend like I'm into him. Like for my daughters these days, right? Like if they are listening to new artists, they don't know how to pronounce some of those artists' names because they never
hear them spoke.
Yes. You didn't watch their videos on MTV. You didn't hear a DJ talk up their song.
Right.
Like for example, my uncle is a giant Kiss fan.
Okay.
When he was a kid, he said for the first 3 years of his existence, he called them Kiz.
Kiz?
Because it looks like K-I-Z-Z.
Yeah.
And nobody ever corrected him.
Oh.
Because he just bought the albums and he read the name off the album chart.
Oh, okay.
And he tells me a story. When I was in middle school, one of his buddies was like, I love the way you say Kiss. And he's like, what? He goes, yeah, with that like accent on the end. And he never did it that way again. Like he didn't get embarrassed, luckily. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about the most mispronounced words of 2025. Mamdani is one of them. The new mayor of New York City, Louvre, the museum where all those jewels were stolen from, acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and Mounjaro, one of the diabetes weight loss drugs. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Doing all right. How you doing?
God, Jim, what do you got?
Hey, by the way, before I forget, Tommy, you were talking about famous people from Cincinnati. Isn't your boy Larry Flint from Cincinnati?
Yeah, Larry Flint is a Cincinnati resident. Was born and raised in, well, Kentucky,
Columbus.
But
he's Columbus.
Oh, I thought he grew up in Cincinnati.
He may have, but he opened up Hustler in Columbus.
Hey, it's really interesting.
Well, you bring it up and you ask questions. I didn't bring it up, goddammit.
I love how you go, I hate people that correct me. I think he's from Cincinnati. Actually, he was born in Columbus.
I know, he opened up first Hustler store.
Columbus, it's you.
But he was a fine American, Larry Flint.
But you were saying, Jim, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I just find it kind of funny that you're talking about people mispronouncing stuff.
Yeah.
You always mispronounce the word police, dude.
What
it
do
has
I say?
Two syllables, not one.
Police?
It has two syllables,
it's
not
police.
One. You always pronounce it with one syllable.
They're going to police.
P-L-E-E-C-E.
Police.
Police.
Hey, Jim, was your dad a police officer? Who's got more experience? Who's got more experience with the police, Jim?
Go back to school. Two syllables, dude.
Please.
Not one. It's not P-L-E-E-C-E.
I love how you go, I hate people that do this. And Jim goes out of his way to call a radio show.
He's not even talking about pronunciation. Straight up syllables.
Please. Two syllables.
Police.
Please.
Yeah. And Duffy, the same thing about vacation. It's vacation, not vacation. It doesn't start V-K.
Vacation. Jim, you should get your own radio show called The Most Boring Conversation in the World.
Hey, do you still do that sports show on the weekends?
I do, yeah.
People are worried about you, man. You got to settle down talking about your bills because those two blood vessels on your neck, they look like they're going to explode, man.
Thanks for watching, Jim.
We don't want you to end up like the guy in Scanners.
Well, Jim, I mean, if it happens.
Scanners.
The worst references of all time. We start with Larry Flint. I haven't said, and then we go with Scanners. Jim, if my neck explodes, you won't have to hear police or vacation ever again.
You promise?
Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I don't know.
That was an odd call.
Very odd. There's angry odd call.
You say two words wrong.
He was pissed.
Okay, I'm not taking any more calls.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.